What did I watch? Oh, yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Tom Cruise is, he's just kind of the same guy almost in every movie. I watched American Made the other day. That's
oh, to such a good movie, man. I need to rewatch that one. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a lot like Below. Did we talk about this yesterday?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Not on air. I think you and I were just talking about it off air, but yeah.
It's a lot like Below. You know, it kind of has that feeling, you know, running drugs. It always has the happy music, and he's always kind of in love, romance, you know?
Yeah, they
never like that in real life, though, guys. It's not like that in real life.
They romanticize the drug world a lot, so just keep that in mind. It's not full of all Johnny Depps and Penelope Cruises and Tom, and Tom Cruises, so.
You see the picture of the real guy. Jeez, that's him?
Christ.
It doesn't look like Johnny Depp.
He looks like a guy that does a lot of drugs. That's what it looks like. let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
I got to open the sheet, man. Jeez Louise.
Oh, God. Have you ever had this prepped?
Hey, why don't you shut the hell up, pal? Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Ooh. Hey.
Let's do geezer pleaser. Geezer pleaser.
Oh, man. Boy, your wife's a geezer. You're an old man.
But she's old, too. She's old, too.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Geezer pleaser.
Is it like your classic Anna Nicole Smith, who were, like, sleeping with, like, 90-year-old dudes just to get all their money when they pass away?
You're pretty much right on it. It's a woman who only dates and marries older men.
the gold diggers.
Geezer pleaser.
You got to lean into it when you're in that situation. Yeah. Like, you're not fooling anybody. No. Nobody wants a bunch of floppy, flappy skin. We know what you're doing.
I give it to these ladies. You know what? They're willing to put in the work, you know, get it on with that old guy, and then, you know, they cash the check. Who cares? And anger all of his children and grandchildren.
Would you do it? Is it worth it?
What? Would I bet an older woman?
If you had the opportunity, like I'm talking about some just 95-year-old granny dude, and she's looking at you like I want to get a few more in before I pass away, and you know you're the guy, and you can have all my money if you do it.
Hunter, don't ask stupid questions. Of course I would.
I know you would.
Of course I would. Even at this point in time, I may even tell Kiki, like, look, Kiki, we'll just get a divorce, all right? We'll remarry. Just let me give it to this old bag for a couple of years. I'll get all the money, and then Kiki and I can live in the lap of luxury. Of course I will, Hunter. Come on now.
Maybe she'll pass away during the act, and then I don't have to do it anymore.
All she left me was her stock in Blockbuster. This is terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, in my experience, the older ones are usually more adventurous in the bedroom. So who knows? This lady would probably do anything.
Just flopping, flapping around. Oh. Yeah.
No, but to answer your question, yes, I absolutely would. I would be a geezer pleaser for sure.
It's like making love to a waterbed.
That sounds nice. That sounds nice.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Quick example. Have you seen Amy's boyfriend? Boy, she is a geezer pleaser. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back. God, this show has derailed so fast.